At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Also, over the weekend, out of nowhere, wow, Joe Pavelski mentioned as a possible candidate for the Toronto Maple Leafs. And I tried to think of a comparison, and probably the best one that I thought of as far as not a lot of coaching experience, unless you count 13U, Sean, in Canada, Martin St. Louis made a pretty quick jump to the NHL, but it's pretty rare. So Joe Pavelski would be in rare company as far as NHL straight to being a bench boss.
Yeah. And like, and so as you said, as you said, the way with Pavelski, he's only coached 15U, the 15U Madison Capitals. Now, I do want to, one thing that's a little bit different than the Pavelski situation to the Marty St. Louis situation. Obviously, there's been some parallels there and everything like that. Marty St. Louis was he was coaching the Mid Fairfield Rangers, the 13U team. He was out, but St. Louis had also done some work with the Blue Jackets for a little bit. I think it was during the 2018-19 season, and also done some individual skill things. So there's some other stuff he had done with guys. And the other thing about the Canadiens job that is different than any other job, Gavin, I think we have to remember that, and this does not come into play in Toronto, is you have to be able to speak French to coach the Montreal Canadiens.
Correct.
Right. And that is a, that job is as obviously as much of a job as it's such a highly desired job. It is one of the weirdest jobs because culturally speaking, you need someone who is going to meet the press every single day in French. Right. You need someone who is going to. And so the Marty St. Louis one is a little bit different to me because he is a Quebecois, one of the greatest Quebecois players of all time. One of the greatest stories of all time. Obviously, when I say greatest, I'm sure someone will immediately push back and get. But like, for example, just with his size and what he accomplished.
Oh, I agree.
And so he fits the. Joe Pavelski, and it's funny because I saw Joe a couple months ago when I was at OHL Cup. Joe is an American from Plover, Wisconsin. who obviously I think like I don't have any issue with seeing him in a coaching role someday or anything like that, but he's been really enjoying his retirement, coaching his son, yeah, Nate's 15U team, golfing, hunting, everything like that. And the other thing about this, the big thing, and like Joe Pavelski was always good with the media, with us and everything like that. But I will say, Gavin, there is something different, much more different. There's a different animal about he only ever played in San Jose and Dallas. And with all due respect to the people that cover the Stars team, with all due respect to everyone in San Jose, the Toronto market is a different animal, mm-hmm, than playing in San Jose or Dallas. It is just a reality. And so I credit to Joe for whatever he did to get on this list, and whether it was John Chayka just thinking like, hey, let's think outside the box. And I don't think Joe's, I think it's a smart decision for Joe to take the interview. Why not? We're talking about him. It's great. But I don't know, this whole setup with what the Leafs are doing and how they're looking at things, I'm not sure how well it could work. And I want to be really clear. Like, I think Joe Pavelski could go into coaching someday and everything like that and do really well. I just don't know if that's the right play right now or not. It's a fascinating thing, right? Like, there's a big difference. There's also a big difference between being being an assistant coach, or like people will say like, oh, you know what? He really helped young players develop. It's one thing to be, you can't be Wyatt Johnson's landlord if you're the head coach, right? Just to be silly, right? Like if Toronto goes, and if he was to go and be the coach in Toronto, and we know Toronto is probably going to have Gavin McKenna on their roster to open the season and everything like that, you can't have your head coach being like, hey, you're going to have a player live with you, right? That doesn't work with the player coach dynamic. So
right.
It's like there's like, I honestly, if you were saying, hey, we're going to bring Joe Pavelski in as an assistant coach to kind of connect to players for the new coach and everything like that, I would be all aboard for that. Yes. I just worry about the head coach part of it, on where this is all going, because it's not a lot of experience. He has literally 1 year of 15U coaching experience.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Let's stay within the coaching ranks. ESPN citing sources that Peter Laviolette will be the new head coach of the LA Kings. And that leads us to Edmonton, where a lot of people, and there's a lot of chatter that Mike Babcock is coming back into the league as the head coach of the Edmonton Oilers. And I completely agree with you on Pavelski. And the one thing I will say about Pavelski and Martin St. Louis, whether it works out or not, it's fresh. And they didn't
bully players in Columbus and lose a job before they coached a game.
Absolutely. This one is really curious as far as Edmonton. I don't know. I'm kind of shaking my head because I'm thinking to myself, how thorough of a process are you going through that you end up with Babcock? Because, you know, have you vetted University of Denver? Who else is out there? Hot assistant coaches. I mean, with respect, I mean, I think Neil Graham would be a, you know, I'm not saying like he's ready, but I'm saying like, if it's Neil Graham, you could say, okay, look at the Stars power play. There's a lot of success in Texas. Like, I can at least build a story with Mike Babcock. I'm trying to figure this out.
My only belief on this is, like Gavin, is there's the Stan Bowman is the GM there. And obviously we all know Stan Bowman had his was the GM of the Blackhawks with the Kyle Beach situation, and was eventually given a second chance in the NHL after being part of an organization that covered up sexual assault. And his former coach there, Joel Quenneville, is coached the Anaheim Ducks to the playoffs. And I can't help but look at it, if I'm reading it, where it's, you know what, Stan Bowman looks at it where, well, I got a second chance and I can do this and I can do that, and I can give Mike Babcock that chance. And he's won a gold medal and he's won Stanley Cups. Now, I don't, the moral, ethical thing with Mike Babcock is actually lesser of an issue than the Stan Bowman thing for me, because I struggle greatly with, I personally strive, no issue telling people, is I struggle with Stan Bowman and Joel Quenneville's work in the league. And I know they serve suspensions from their time in Chicago and everything like that, but I always struggled with the fact that the video coach that got that got his name taken off the cup and everything was able to go get a job at a high school, was able to get a job working with high school hockey players after working with Chicago. And I personally very much struggle with those guys working in their roles after they empowered another, there for to be another victim after the Chicago case in Western Michigan with a, in the Western side of the state of Michigan with a high school student. So, but Mike Babcock is actually, it's funny because Mike Babcock is lesser of the quote unquote evils than them. It's inappropriate. And like, I think you and I had conversations about when he got let go by Columbus after, like,
yes,
you can't, like, if one of your guys at 105.3 walks in and says you're their boss and you walk in and you say, hey, give me your phone right now, like, you're losing your job right now, Gavin.
Yes.
you can't do that. And I just think no matter what you say about Mike Babcock and everything like that, you can be like, oh, he's changed and this or that or whatever. Like, it's like, how, and you're talking about a age of players, coaches, and trying to find guys that better connect with players. He doesn't connect with today's player. Like, even just from a purely hockey sense, it makes no sense. And you're trying to keep Connor McDavid signed. Like, exactly. What are you doing here?
Yeah. Bob, boy, my thoughts. Exactly.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.